If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
David Hochberg is here speaking of financial advice and thoughts about the economy. How are you, Mr. H?
I'm great. Good seeing you.
We were talking earlier, just I want to mention this, about Christmas catalogs that used to come out. I'm of an age where I remember getting the Sears, Penney's, Montgomery Ward catalogs.
Montgomery Ward's.
Strum through there and see all of the toys or electronics when they eventually were developed. One of our listeners said that he had the service merchandise catalog in the late and mid-70s. And so producer Pete Googled it up. And here it is. And I said, well, I wonder what kind of like consumer electronics. There was no computers, no phones, no nothing. I said, maybe they had boom boxes. Producer Pete found the consumer electronics from 1978 service merchandise. There is a what looks like 13-inch, maybe this is 11-inch, Panasonic black and white TV for $449.
There was one in Niles, and the coolest thing was you would wait for the product to come down the rollers from the roof.
Shoot, yeah.
That was the coolest thing ever.
At the store, you mean?
At the store, yeah.
But I guess in 1978, we had the first generation of VCRs.
Mm-hmm.
So here is a VCR about the size of your Samsonite luggage. And it's got those great big ka-chunk buttons on the front. Video recorder, $733.
Is that the one where the thing pops up and you had to put it in?
Yep. And think about that. That's 1978.
Yeah.
So real dollars today, over $1,000.
Yeah.
$1,000. It includes 2 4-hour VHS tapes. Wow.
I remember going to Apt about 6, 8, 10 years ago, and there was an 80-inch TV there for like $20,000.
Yes, I know.
And now you get them for next to nothing in Costco. I walked in there. I'm like, geez, look at this thing. It was like an 80-inch TV at Costco for a couple hundred, 300, 400 bucks.
Oh, here's a video Pong game.
Oh, nice.
You know, which is just like a digital black square that goes down, and if you move the other black square over, it hits the little ball back up. And we do that for hours.
Hours.
We could not believe the technology.
Hours.
$450.
Oh my gosh.
Man, if as you listen to this, appreciate the quality, quantity, and price of the things that you can afford today. Not everybody can afford a shiny new car or house or whatever it is, but pretty much everybody has a $600 phone somewhere near them. And that does all of the things these gadgets did.
You're lucky if it's only $600. I mean, these new iPhones are like $1,100.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
I only recently discovered that. I had to replace one recently, and I'm looking at it with the guy. And I said, so what are we looking at here? $600?
Mm-hmm.
He goes...
Get the case.
They actually came out with the paddles. They had to revive them.
Yeah, my 16-year-old daughter goes, when can I get a new phone? I go, when do you get a job?
David Hochberg is the vice president of lending for Team Hochberg and the host of our Home Sweet Home Chicago, WGN Radio's Saturday morning show, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I like the commercial you run for your show, which you say you get to laugh and learn about real estate.
Listen, laugh, and learn. That was actually a direct quote from one of our listeners that called in. She's like, this is the greatest show. I get to listen, I get to learn, I get to laugh. And then I look at Joe at the time, I go, there's our slogan, a bumper sticker time. So yeah, that stuck for about 4 years now.
I still can't believe you get as many people on your show for as long as you do. Like, these poor people, they don't have Saturdays now. You should, some of them you rotate in and out, but a lot of them are giving up their weekend for you. I hope you appreciate
that. Not for me, for the listeners. They are dedicating themselves so the listeners can learn about what they do and learn about the information from the information that we're providing that they could either use themselves or port it to somebody who can. It's all portable. It's not like anything that we're saying is only in Chicago. Everything that we say can be used at in another location if somebody needs it.
You guys talk about roofs and floors and chimneys, plumbing, and walls and plumbing, but rodents. Also real estate and taxes, interest rates, marketability. How's the real estate market right now?
It's fluid. It's still good. We have. It's funny because typically we talked about it when I filled in for Bob last Friday, and on Saturday when Sarah called in. There's still a myth that the real estate market, John, stops after Thanksgiving and doesn't pick up until the Super Bowl. Right? I mean, that's the general thought, and that is 5,000,000% wrong. People are constantly moving for jobs. People are passing away. People are getting divorced. People are retiring and want to get out for whatever reason. People want to downsize. That happens all the time. You're not waiting. Okay, Thanksgiving just happened. We're still in our stuffing coma here, and we're not going to do anything until the Super Bowl kicks off and ready to go. We've got 17 closings, I think, this week of listeners buying homes. So it's
what's the average rate for those 17, would you guess?
High sixes, low sevens. Some of them are in the mid sixes because they got it locked in with in September and early October when the rates dipped.
So I'm one of those sub four guys.
Yes.
And I heard a statistic last week, the percentage of existing mortgages that are under 4%.
70%.
It was crazy. It was like 70 or 80%.
70%.
So who's going to get off of the dime on those? But I suspect for the reasons you're articulating, people are or will. Yeah. In fact, a friend of mine just bought a house last week. And I said, what did you get? He goes, 7 or 7.5, something like that. And I said, you know what? That's not a bad number.
Historically, that's a decent number compared to...
That's fine.
Right.
Listen. It's not free, but it's... That's about, I think the word I used was fair. I said, I think that's probably fair.
It's the current rate.
And down the road, you can refi if you want.
God willing. Yeah. The things will slow down the economy and we'll be able to adjust all of our buyers that are in loans right now. Listen, we've got borrowers in the eights, John. It came to us and did a cash out refinance because they needed the money and they're sitting in eights and we're quoting them now in the sevens and they're doing backflips because they think it's great.
Is that a HELOC?
No, that would be, that's a fixed rate loan. Some of them didn't qualify for a HELOC and needed to go to 80% of the value of your home. So the only way to do that was to do a cash out refinance.
And then that's a higher rate than that. Then you're paying 8% for the
Well, there's loan level price adjusters. Anytime you take cash out and you go above 60% and maybe your credit score really wasn't that great. So the higher the loan to value and the lower the credit score and the higher the risk because you're doing a cash out.
But if you take out less money, you get a lower rate?
If you take out a lower percentage of the value of your home, yes. Yeah. 60% or less, you get a less of a loan level
price adjuster.
The value
of the home or the equity in the home?
Well, same thing. It's not the same thing. It's the equity of the home. Yeah. So it's 60% of the equity of your home. Anytime you're below 60%, you're going to get the lowest rate.
What do most people take out when they do that?
It all depends. There's not one size fits all.
But we're talking about the need people have for cash, right?
Sure. Listen, we've got some borrowers with a 640 credit score that need to go up to 80, need to go to 110% of the value of the house, and we're only able to get them to 80, right? So I'm like, all right, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to 80. We're going to pay off all the stuff that's costing you the most amount of money out of your pocket every single month. We're going to come up with the biggest savings. You're going to take that savings and pay off your other debt, and then we'll cycle back in 6 months because after 180 days, it's no longer considered a cash out.
So what do you call this, a cash out? This is called...
That's what it's called in the industry, a cash out refinance.
And when you're doing a cash out refi, people are using that cash then they're getting out of their house. Now they've lost equity, but they've got cash to pay off high credit card bills.
They've converted the equity to pay off other debt.
And right? What is the number one use for that money?
Well, there's really no number one use because it's a loaded question.
Well, I'm guessing credit card debt.
Credit card debt, car loans, student loans.
Loans. You would use that money to pay a car loan?
I wouldn't do it, but some of our listeners need to do it in order to qualify for another loan. Yeah.
So they got to eliminate that debt.
You got to eliminate that debt because here, you got a $700 car payment, right? And you only got $10,000 left on the car or whatever it is. You eliminate that 10 grand, you eliminate a $700 payment. That's $100,000 worth of financing. $10,000 worth of credit card debt could cost you between $200 and $300 a month. So I'm looking at the monthly payments, right? Where are we going to get the biggest bang for the 10 bucks?
Yeah, but what
I mean,
are you,
the 10 G's.
What are you paying on a car loan?
It's all over the place. I've seen car loans up there larger than some people's mortgages.
No, I'm talking about the rate.
Oh, the rate today, you could be between 6 and 8%. If you've got credit challenge, you could be in the 14s to 28%.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got a lot of our listeners that needed a car, right? They had they were credit challenged in the past. They were stuck with going with the car loan with the 15 to 30%. Now they've enhanced their credit. Now they're coming back, and we're either sending them back to KCTCU to refinance their car loan, or they're taking a look at the overall cash out refinance of their home because they have all their debt that they need to pay off. So there's not one size fits all. If we get a borrower that says, hey, I just need 10 grand, and you've got decent credit, we're not going to refinance your entire loan home for $10,000 if you have equity. We're going to send you over to get a HELOC. I mean, I've sent over probably $20 million between KCTCU.
What does that stand for?
Kane County Teachers Credit Union is on our show. In the past year, we've probably sent them $10 million, and the previous expert on the show, they got another $10 million the year before. You know, with the rates being so low, it sometimes it makes sense to take out a HELOC, and sometimes it makes it.
But
it
if a car loan is at 7%, say it's 7 or 8%,
it's a payment. It's a payment. It's got to do with the payment. When you're doing a cash out refinance,
because it would seem to me like normally you go after the highest card, the highest interest
payment.
Rate that you're paying.
No, I'm looking at the payment. I'm looking at the payment. I'm looking at the minimum percent of what that card is costing you. Right. So if you've got a $30,000 credit card, and a lot of our listeners do, and yeah. We're not judging. So some cards will have a $1,200 payment, 4% minimum payment. Some cards will have a 2% minimum payment, a $600 payment. Okay, so if you've got a car loan for 10 grand with a $700 payment, and you've got 30 grand with a $600 payment, I'm going to pay off the car loan to save the $700 a month.
You think that's wise?
Yeah. Because the borrower's getting the biggest bang for the dollar, and then you take that money and then redirect the stream.
Yeah, but the larger sum, the $30,000, is being multiplied by a higher number, though.
It's only
right?
costing them on a minimum monthly payment 2%. If we're trying to eliminate, save the most amount of money for our borrowers, yeah. We'll make the recommendation, this is what's going to give you the biggest bang for your buck.
Okay, but I presume you do that wide-eyed. But you also know that $30,000, which is growing at 20%, but has a lower monthly payment, is going to continue to grow.
It's going to continue to grow, but we're putting a fire out over here and free up money that's going to enable you to save $1,000 a month to put it towards that.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that would be what I would do with the difference then.
But that would be the plan, to use the difference to pay the other debt down.
Hey, David Hochberg, I own my home worth about $350,000, says a listener. I own my home.
Yeah.
I have a credit rating of 8.25. What's the best rate I can look at for a HELOC?
You're probably looking at prime today, which is 7.75.
Credit rating of 825.
Yeah, 825.
$350,000 home. So say that again. What's your answer to that?
They could get a line of credit up to 80% of the value of their home, which I strongly recommend. And you're looking at a rate at 7.75 today. If the Fed does anything later this month, possibly cutting it, you know, experts are saying they will, they won't. But somebody like that listener, and this is very important, and I didn't know this until recently. A real estate attorney told me this. That listener not having a lien against their property is opening themselves up for an ambulance-chasing attorney coming after them. If you have a lien against your house, and this has been verified by a number of different real estate attorneys that I know, if you do not have a lien against your house, you are opening your front and back doors and garage doors up to somebody, God forbid you have a slip and fall, suing you. Because you have a ton of equity in your home. If you have an 80% home equity line of credit against your home, even though you don't have anything out against it, it still eats up 80% of your equity. And that ambulance chasing attorney will have less of a reason to sue you because there's really no equity in your home. And that's what they look for when they come in.
Really? That parks 80% of it?
That parks 80%. You could take out a home.
Even if you're not using it. You haven't captured that money.
But you can.
You have the line.
You can. You could rip out 80%.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to tell you. I don't want them up.
You don't need it. It's a defensive insurance position.
But you're not saying that you can get a line of credit, and then they'll say, here's how much you have access to.
Yes.
You don't use that money, but you have access to it.
You have access to it.
And this insulates that money from?
Absolutely. Because when the attorney's doing a title search to see what you own your property, the attorney's going to see that you have a home equity line of credit for $270,000. You have a lien against your property for $270,000. That's less access to capital
that they can get.
That's
interesting to me because while you call that a lien against the property, I haven't used the money. That is, that's my property. It's my money. It's not the bank's money. I own that house outright.
But you have the opportunity at any time during that loan, that lien is against your property, to go in
and use
it for whatever the heck you want to.
And so that closes that door. That's amazing to me.
Yes. John, I've been doing this 24 and a half years, okay? And I just learned that 23 years. I learned that a year and a half ago.
But it would seem to me like if somebody slips on my sidewalk or whatever this reason is, I'm getting sued.
You get into a car accident?
Okay. Yeah, but I've got insurance for
if
that.
They could still come after you. They hire an attorney, right? If somebody wants to come after you for whatever it is, listen, there's a lot of good attorneys out there, and there's some bad attorneys out there. If you find one that wants to put a lawsuit against you and they look up the equity in your home, that's a detraction away from getting a lawsuit.
708 says, can David talk about mortgage rates and the future of them?
I think we're going into an economic slowdown, because when you start seeing reports, I saw this morning early and I sent it to Pete, 11.1% of U.S. Credit cards debt was delinquent for 90 plus days in the third quarter of this year, the highest amount since 2011. So what does that tell you? That, in addition to what we were reported a couple of weeks back, that the United States consumers eclipse 1.17 trillion dollars in credit card debt, and that 2 out of 5 credit card holders are fully maxed out. We are going into a season, John, where people, our listeners, are continuing to spend money they don't have on things they don't need for people who really don't want the things that they're buying them for. Okay. And there's going to come an awakening second quarter. All of my financial planners and everybody that we talked to on Wall Street is predicting, no matter who the president was, second quarter, there's going to come a reckoning. All of this debt's going to come due, and there's not money there to pay this debt. It's just a fact.
I think
to answer listeners' questions, I think rates will stay where they're at right now, bouncing between the high sixes and sevens. And then when the things do slow down the economy, the Fed's going to have to lower rates. And then, boom, we'll start. We'll hopefully get back into the fives or low sixes, low fives.
You're that optimistic for 25.
I really am. Yeah. I really am.
David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Team Hochberg, the host of Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturday at 10. And the Robin, the Batman to my Robin on December 18th, 2 weeks from today, when we do our Salvation Army radio.
What's our goal? $300,000?
$44,000. Let's not fuss about that on the radio.
Way to set that bar excessively low.
Goodbye, David.
I'm donating another suite to the Blackhawks game.
Yeah, be listening. December 18th. If you make the right bid, you get the suite at a Hawks game, and those are really fun.
Yeah.
Good view from your place, too. I was there the other day.
Thank you very much.